Currently, hundreds of people are employed building the needed infrastructure. Hundreds more will then go to work destroying the depot's chemical munitions. The cleanup work could take a dozen years, and afterwards, Congressman Andy Barr predicts those employees and much of the developed land should be very attractive to new employers.
We'll capitalize on the assets that this demilitarization project is bringing to this community, and specifically the highly skilled workforce and this incredible infrastructure that we have at the Bluegrass Army Depot.
Barr was present as the first of three studies was released on the marketability of the cleanup's workforce. Other studies will evaluate the project's infrastructure and develop a plan for its transition to the private sector. Barr promised to help find the $400,000 needed for those studies. For WEKU News, I'm Charles Compton.